a race. We possess our souls in patience. God's on a clock that might not be the same clock you are operating by. Amen. God doesn't necessarily operate on the chronos. He operates on the kairos. In other words, what that means is that at any time, God can break in on your situation and change it forever. I wish I had some real believers in here. At any time. See, we think, and I'm not saying that we're not diligent in our work. We're not diligent. We are. We're to be diligent, perseverant, prudent, you know, consistent. That doesn't mean we lack character. But when you talk about the corporate ladder and climbing the corporate ladder, tell somebody, get rid of your ladder. God can take you from the first rung of the ladder and put you at the top rung of the ladder when you don't even have the education. Tell me what God can't do. I say these things to loosen us up so that we're not locking God in a box and we're not locking our life in a box, because there's a limitless life. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. How many know there's more life to live? There's much more life right where you are right now. There's more life. More life. More joy. You know, a good acronym, I heard a preacher say this once, a good acronym for joy, or a good model or way to look at joy, to have joy, is J-O-Y, Jesus first, others second, and you last. Some of us got it backwards, Yaj, whatever that means. You first, others then Jesus. No, we need Jesus first. I'm telling you, that's where joy is found. That's where true joy that the world can't give or take from you, that's where it's found. When you put Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. That's the formula to greatness. You want to be first? Jesus said, be last. I feel like Reverend Ike, you can't lose with the stuff I use. You put him first, you can't lose. You want to be the head, not the tail? Put others first. You want greatness? Become servant of all. That's the way that it works. So we have Bara, which is created out of nothing, and then we have Asa, which is created from something. Quickly, the reason God first in Genesis 1, he said, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness. Then he gives this list of stuff. See, God is talking. His word is spirit. It's life. He didn't form a body for man until chapter 2. But he was saying, this is the man. This is man's spirit. This is the true man, the essence of man. Be fruitful. Man will be fruitful. He will multiply. Multiply don't just mean have a bunch of babies. That's part of it, but that wasn't only what he's talking about. He'll be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and he will have dominion. Tell somebody, that's our DNA. That's who we are. That's what makes you tick, whether people pervert it, abuse it, don't understand it, or even misuse it. That's what it is. That's who you are. That's why some people are so dominant over people. They got it all mixed up, but they're dominant. That's why you want to really be first. I don't mean necessarily in an evil way. Unless you just have lost all passion. And lost all vigor. No time for you to go home. No more issue, no more drive. Tell somebody again, age is a state of mind. You are not too young, and you are never too old. I guess some of y'all out there racing against them 100-year-olds. All right. So the reason God took Asa, the earth, and formed man's body was to give him dominion. He was taken from the earth so that he was of the earth and so he could have dominion in the earth. Remember, Lucifer was created from nothing. So he has no authority in the earth. These fallen angels are illegals. Amen. That's why whenever the angels work with us and angels are here beckoning, they are waiting for our command. See, some of us really need to learn this. Amen. In the domain to which we are called. It works. It's a reality. Angels beckon the cry of the saints. They are ministering spirits according to Hebrews. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 14. They are ministering spirits that have been sent. They're not coming. They're here. Sent to do what? To minister for those that are heirs. Are you an heir? Sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation. The word is soteria. Healing, deliverance, preservation, soundness in this life. Not just to take you to heaven when you die, but to have victory and triumph in this life where God called you to have dominion. Amen. They are here as helpers. And they're strong. And they're focused. And they'll get the job done. But they're here and they obey the voice of God's word. You see, we're spirit beings. You have the ability to hear God, to hear his voice, whether through an impression, he can send an impression. Sometimes he gives dreams. Just the other day, God gave me such a dream. And I wasn't disturbed with it. I just wanted to know, Lord, what does this mean? And he didn't give it to me right away. But in my studies, I have this book that I refer to a lot of times. It's a Proverbs book. And I'm reading through the Proverbs. I constantly read through the Proverbs. And I was reading something that was written on this. And a word popped out. Remove not the ancient landmark. And suddenly the interpretation started to flow from my spirit. I just said, listen, I said, wow, that's what it means. That's what you were showing me. I'll give you a little more insight into that. Tell somebody, God's taking you somewhere. Tell them, I see greatness on your life. God was showing me something. Listen, I'll share a little bit of insight on this dream. God was showing me something from years and years and years ago that I had. It was a real old car, and it was a lawnmower in the back and an old bicycle that I used to ride. And when I saw it, I thought, wow, I remember this. But I couldn't interpret what it was, but God was showing me something about the future. He said, I'm getting you ready for something great. I said, well, Lord, what does this mean? He said, don't remove the ancient landmarks. And I thought that lawnmower represented the first real work that I had here in Fort Pierce. I bought a lawnmower. I wanted to start a lawn business. I went up here. How many of you remember the Hilltop House used to be up here on US 1? I don't know what happened to it. They had grass in front of their place about this high. That it looked like wheat, but it was grass. And so I had my little lawnmower, you know, my little weed whacker, and my little truck, my little Chevy S10, light blue. Love that little truck. Pulled up there, wanted to mow the yard for the guy. I said, you know, I'll cut it because it was a lot of grass and it was real high. And I said, I'll cut it for you. And he said, I'll give you $5 to cut that grass. And that was in front of a bunch of folk that was in there. And I thought, man, you know, all kind of emotions rise up in you. Because I'm black, you know, trying to front me off, you know. This man crazy thinks, what, slavery is over with? Kind of thing, you know, and he wasn't joking. And I thought, how do I get out of this situation gracefully? I just kind of chuckled myself. And I was walking away, Lord said, do it. I said, the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. My pride is hurt, you know. I'm discouraged. Maybe I made the wrong moves. But I mustered up enough to go back in and say, all right, I'm going to do it. And he kind of laughed. You know, they were there drinking and what have you. So I went. It took me a long time. That little old 22-inch, you know, I think it was self-propelled. But every few feet it was, boom. I had to back it up. Finally, I got the thing mowed down, and I did it good. I mean, I got it, you know, it wasn't just all flop clumps. I did it real good. I went in, I was full of sweat, full of grass, and told the guy I had finished. I was going to tell him, keep the $5. He came out, looked at it, he was blown away. And then he said, listen, young man, I got property over on the island. I own a house, I own this, I own that. He said, go over and take a look at that and see what you would charge me to cut that. That lawnmower in that old car that I had represented how I started. I humbled myself. I bit the bullet. I didn't let my pride get in the way. And it opened the door. I did work for that man for I don't know how long. He paid me real well. Amen. But it was that $5 thing.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.